Okay, we're beginning Maseches Shabbos Perek HaBona, and I wanted to discuss today the topic of Makkah v'Patish. And right away, the Mishnah is awkward. Joey Spear raised a good kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, starts of HaBona, okay? That tells me we're discussing Maleches Bona, Kama Yivne Ve'Chayev. And then the Mishnah says, HaBona Kolshu. So if you build Kolshu, then you're going to be Chayev. HaMisates. You... Was misates? How does Rashi tell us? You shape a brick, so you're going to be chayev hamakev patish. And now it brings up makev patish. Now I thought makev patish was an av malacha. And if you look at the Mishnah Davayin Gimel Amid Aleph, the Mishnah tells us that makev patish is one of the 39. The way the Mishnah presents, okay, we're talking about the malacha of bonah, and now it starts to get into toldos. Misates, and then kodeach, which is a toldah. Why is makkah v'patish in here? Makkah v'patish is a separate av malacha. That's a question I think Joey raised. A good question, and something that perhaps we'll touch on momentarily. Rashi explains, what is makkah v'patish over here? And now Rashi says, gam hu ba'avos malachos. No, makkah v'patish is one of the avos malachos. But why does he say gam hu ba'avos malachos? So hold on. V'hu balaz pik shemefotzeit bo ha'evin min ha'sela la'acha shechotzav es ha'evin sviv u'mavdil min ha'aksas v'makav patish makadola v'misparekes v'nofelas v'zeu gmar malacha shechotz ve'evin. So Rashi tells us, what is makav patish? Basically, you're a quarry worker. And off a mountain, how do you get stones off a mountain? You pick and you dig and you chisel. And Rashi says you chisel to the point where you have some kind of mountain structure, and then you have this protrusion, which kind of looks like a usable brick, a usable rock. And at that point, after you've chiseled to that point, then you give one last whack, and that now usable stone falls off the mountain, and that is what he calls Gmar Malacha Shel Chotz Ve'Evin. That is the Gmar Malacha of the quarry workers. That is the Gmar Malacha. In other words, once again, I want to be medayek in the words because it's going to be very relevant as we go forward. Rashi says, Umavdil Min Ha'aksas. Your chiseling process, separate this piece of stone from the mountain. How much? Ksas, a little bit, but sufficient enough that, how much now does it take to finish a job?
One more smash,
and that's going to go ahead and pull the rock off of the mountain, and that is the Gemar Malacha of the Chotz Ve'Evin. Is that clear? Good? Fine. Tosvos says, quotes Rashi, ve'ein nira l'ri. And the Ri says, can't be. Why? What was the Mishkan made out of? It was made out of curtains and the like. Wood. What were the kelim made out of?
Gold and silver.
Gold, copper, wood. What were they not made out of?
Stone.
Was there any stonework in the Mishkan?
No.
There was no stonework in the Mishkan, and therefore, what exactly is Rashi told? Rashi referring to what is lechora makbatz and av malacha. So Tosis says Rashi cannot be correct. After all, the Mishkan will have it being avonim. V'lo shavik tana gemar malacha de kelim de avib mishkan v'nokat makat patish de evan de lo have it be mishkan. Why would the author of our Mishnah cite what is essentially what Tosfos is saying, a tolda of makat patish by avonim and not the av malacha, which applies to kelim? So therefore Tosfos says, 1 second, Yaakov, Elonira Lari, Dahai Makbe Patish, Hainu, Makos acharon shemaka al hakli b'shas gemar melacha. So what is makapat? It has nothing to do with avonim, but rather it is by kelim. Were there kelim in the Mishkan? Absolutely. And anyone who knows how kelim are constructed, especially metal kelim, so you make the kli, the blacksmith will go ahead and forge the kli, and now the kli has been made. But what still has to be done? So after the kli's been made, the blacksmith takes his hammer and gives it one last whack. And that last makah will go ahead and essentially solidify the molecular structure of the kli. And that says, Tosfos is makah v'patish. That's makah v'patish. Nothing to do with chotzve even. Why are you talking about chotzve even over here? Now, one last comment before I take a question. Now, I believe, and it's not the topic of the shiur, but since Joey mentioned the question, I believe that what Rashi is really talking about in this Mishnah is not the Av Malacha of Makar Patish. Because what is the, if you will, Av Malacha of this Mishnah? It's Bona. And then the Mishnah cites a number of toldos. Drilling a hole, is that an Av Malacha? It's told. Misates, making a brick, is that an avalacha? No. Makar b'patish, as explained by Rashi, yes, makar b'patish is an av, when it applies to what? To kelim. When it applies to something that's done in the Mishkan. But when it applies to avanim, is also what?
Tolda.
Is also a tolda. Is a tolda. And therefore, Rashi... You know, Tosfos understood when it says Makapasha Mishnah, in this Mishnah, what Makapasha is talking about? So with the Av Malacha, I don't believe Rashi understood that. Rashi doesn't fundamentally disagree. Rashi could come up with a case, oh yeah, there were Avonim in the Mishkan. No. Rashi says this Mishnah is talking about the Tolda of Makapasha, which applies to Avonim, and there, the Chiddush is, how much did you have to go ahead? How big does this rock have to be? What's the common denominator between Misates, Kodeach and Makapat decide in the Mishnah? They're all koshus. They're called koshus. So all, it doesn't matter how big the rock is. You give a whack, that's a gemar melacha, and that is, I believe, how Rashi is in the Mishnah. That resolves, Joey, your question, and that resolves the core question of Tosfos on Rashi. And that's, again, that's a parenthetical comment. I think it's important to make note. Yeah?
Can you also say, maybe... what Rashi is talking about is when they either dug for metals or gold, that's what they were talking about, like hitting like stones.
I don't think metals. So. I think they had already, you know, they were in the midbar. They weren't.
So all the elements were already there.
They had the elements from Mitzrayim. In other words, the gold and the like, silver and the like that they took from Mitzrayim.
The wood they got also.
What? And the wood also. Correct. Okay.
We know that for sure.
I'm saying that for sure.
How about the animals?
What? Animal skins that had animals. Okay, Rabosai, that's... Now I want to get to the... yes.
So that would explain the gam.
That also the gam. The gam is... It happens to be Makapat, also an avalacha, but it's a tolda. Here we're talking about the tolda. Okay, very good. Yes. Okay, Rabosai. Nonetheless, there is, I believe, a machlokas here that needs to be analyzed between Tosfos and Rashi, as you'll see in a moment. According to Tosfos, what is makapatish? You have the kli, and what do? You give it that last whack, which completes the asiyas hakli. That's the gemar melach of the kli. Now take a look with me, please, at, I asked you to look at a gemara on daf kuf dalet amud beis. Very, very beautiful little gemara. So the gemara has the following problem. It cites a brisa, and the brisa says, Higia os achas is chayv. Literally, if you amend a letter, you're chayv, you violate, what does chayv mean in Hilchos Shabbos? You violate in Sidoras. Higia os achas. Gemara asks, how could you be chayv in Issa Doraisa for Higia os achas? After all, how many letters do you have to write to be chayv on Shabbos?
Two.
Hakos eshnei osios. So if you write a full letter, what's the din? If you write a full letter, what's the din? You're potter. So if you amend the letter, what's the din? Certainly you should be potter. So have to be chai. Gemara gives two answers, each of which are fascinating. When we get to Melechus Kosei, we'll have to analyze these in depth. But answer number one is Rava's answer. Is that what? You have a dalet, what do? You erased the dalet, the spitz of the dalet, you made a resh. That's called Hikiya Osachas. Does that satisfy you?
No.
Why not,
that's
Brian?
The second one letter.
What?
Still one letter.
You've still only written one letter. Bottom line is, you want to tell me that's called writing? Great. That's called writing. So what did you write? You wrote a dalet. But is that sufficient to write a dalet? You could be chayv?
No.
You need how many letters?
Two.
You need two letters. There is a me'iri to sneak previews. Sneak previews. We'll discuss when we get to kuf dalet. But there's an me'iri that says, no, there's two letters here. You see the two letters? Well,
yeah, above and a seven.
It was a dalet. And what did you do to the dalet?
Made it a resh.
You erased it. You erased the dalet, bye bye dalet. And what did you then did you do? You wrote a resh. That's called what? That's called two letters. Says the
it's, not, it's, two separate
it's two separate malachs. That's two separate malachs. How can you go ahead and take if I went ahead and I cooked a chatzi shir of food and I did bor on a chatzi shir of food, would that be chayv? If I did a half a shear of bor, a half a shear of tochein, would that be chayev? Absolutely not. Ridiculous. But here all of a sudden he's saying, you erased one letter, you wrote a letter, you're chayev. Sneak previews. What? Because mochek and kosev are what I'll call brother-sister malachos. And since they're brother-sister malachos, what's the whole reason that mochek is also? It's mochek amenas lichtov. You prepare a paper for writing. It's erasing for the sake of writing. Brother, sister, malachos, that allows you to take an osachas of mechika and be mitzarif, it link it to an osachas of kosei. Tremendous chiddush of the Me'iri. Not for now. That's sneak previous. Is that how Rashi understood it? Rashi. You all saw Rashi. I know you did. How did Rashi understood it? Why are you chayv over here? It's only one letter. So Rashi gives us more information. What letter is this?
Ches.
What letter is this?
The last one.
It's the last letter. It's the last letter.
It's
the last letter of the Sefer. Kosav os achas vehishlim es ha-sefer. Normally, how many letters do you need? Normally need two letters. But if it is the final letter of the Sefer, then what? Then even one letter is chayav. Hold on, Rabbi. Let's see Rashi inside, please. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Rashi says... By the way, someone else raised, I forget who, I told you to look at that Rashi and the Mishnah. Did I tell you? What did I tell you? No, I guess I didn't. Okay, the Rashi, Kagon Shinatlo Taba the Dalit. Oh yeah, the Hishima Sefer. So Rashi writes, the Hishima Sefer, I forget who raised this question. Rashi says, you finish the Sefer. Which sefer did you finish? One letter. If you write one letter, lahash is a sefer. Yechai. Which sefer did you finish? It says Rashi makes the point of saying one of the chaf dalet sifrei Tanakh. Let's say I'm a novelist and I'm writing my novel and I'm mamish heading down to the end. I'm just about finished. I'm worried about writer's block. It's Erev Shabbos Kodesh. 10 seconds before candle lighting. 5, 2, 1, candle lighting. And then I write the last letter of the book.
18 minutes.
Finished. No 18 minutes. What would you say according to Rashi? Kosavos achas lahashim is a zefer. Am I chay? Forget makapashim. I'm not asking which malacha. Am I chay?
Yeah.
So what? I wrote on Shabbos one letter.
And you're finishing the same
and I finished the book.
Yeah.
What did Rashi say?
No,
Rashi says for some reason Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. Why? Why not my book? You're so frum. What? Can someone give me a pshat? What? What do you mean? I think that's correct. What's the definition of the finished sefer?
There's nothing more.
Is there an objective definition that this book is finished? Wow. It's not objective. There's no objective. If I wanted to add a sentence, I wanted to add another idea, I could add another idea. There's no objective conclusion. What's the only sfarim that have an objective definition?
That never exists.
The answer is the only sfarim that have objective definition are Torah Shebichtav, which is Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. I believe that's what the idea that Rashi is expressing over here.
Always add on to Torah also, like
not Torah Shebichtav. Torah, if by a Gemara, I would say Torah Shebaal Peh, that's infinite. Torah Shebichtav is defined beginning end, and if you have one letter that's off, it's possible. It's possible. That's the chiddush that Rashi is saying. Okay, Rabosai, again, that's a side point. We'll get to it. That's all sneak previews. Rashi, though, says, what's the chiddush over here? Why you chayev when it's only one letter? Hello?
It's part of one act. It's all like similar.
Because this is a case of you have a sefer of Tanakh. That is, that's puzzle. It's puzzle. It should have said Acher. And it said Echad. So how do you fix it? You erase the spitz of the Dalet. And you make a resh. How many letters did you write? How many letters did you write? You wrote one letter. Where are your notes? How many letters did you write? You wrote one letter. Since you wrote one letter, you should be potter. What's the answer?
You're
chayav because... Hold on. Hishlem es asef. Now, what malacha did you violate? Be careful. What malacha did you violate? Be careful. I'm telling you right now, the sugyas here on Daf Kuf Dalet Beis are all about maleches kosef. According to, there's no reason to think otherwise. Pashup shot, you're violating which malacha you will violate leches kosev. How many letters does kosev require you to write?
Two.
Here you're chayav for?
One.
Only one. What is the svara to argue you're chayav for only one letter? What's the rationale to say you're chayav for only one letter and only have to write two letters? What's the answer? Very simple. Very simple. It's not a hard question. Why do you need two letters normally?
To create a word.
To create a word? Maybe. Chashivas. Two letters defines a ksiva chashuva. Maybe because in Lashon HaKodesh you don't have one letter words. And therefore two letters defines chashivas. Well, let's say I can generate chashivas without two letters. How do I generate chashivas without two letters? How might I be able to do that?
Finish a word.
If it's the last letter of the book, of the sefer. I had a sefer puzzle, now it's a sefer kosher. Would you call that a ksiva chashuva?
Yeah.
Would you call that a ksiva chashuva? I would call that a ksiva chashuva. So the chiddush of the Gemara is, even though it's only one letter, since it's lahashmes asefer, you don't need two letters because all you need is a ksiva chashuva. This is certainly called a ksiva chashuva. Parenthetical comment. Another parenthetical comment. I haven't even started shiur today yet. You ever see people on Shabbos morning make kiddush on schnapps? You ever see they have like a shot glass? Yeah? I can tell you very, very clearly that the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, demand that when you make Kiddush, you make it on Revius. So how are you Yotzei Kiddush with a shot glass? That's not a Revius. So what's the answer? Is that normally speaking by wine, what's the Shirin Chashivus? Is Revius. But by certain beverages, what might be defined as a Shtiyah Chashuva is a shot glass. And therefore, on that basis, some have the practice of making Kiddush when it's Yayin Saraf, when it's a harder alcohol on, because that's called Chashiv. No question on the tangents.
No, that's before.
I'm just setting something up. One second. Now the question is,
the
question is, what happened to Makeh the Patish? This is a nice fancy shtickle talk. Yichayev, not because of Pasuk Shaychayev, because of Kosev. Lahashem is a sefer. So comes along the Me'iri. And the Me'iri says, what happened to Makeh Patish? Let's see the Me'iri inside. Very, what? Hold on to your question for a moment and it'll be answered. Okay, let's see the Me'iri inside, please. The Me'iri 3b says as follows. The Afa Pisha Biyarno, Shim Kosovos Acha Samach Lecharita Potter, the Chena Din Ba'ara Chut Echad Al Ha'orig, when you write one letter, stop, or when you stitch one stitch of a weave, you're Potter. Why? Because that's not called Chashav. One stitch, one letter is not called Chashav. However, in Kosovo's Achaz Vishmo Seva or Achud Echavishma Beged, Chayef. Why? Shekoshe Hishimba, when you're completing something, what's the next word? Chasuva Hikestayim. That counts as two. Vechayef Mishum Kosev. The Me'iri says clearly what Malachi Chayef for? For Kosev. Vechachme Hadoro Shoalim. And the Chachamim of the prior generation asked the following Kasha. Why are you not chayiv because of makeh v'patish? As we said, Perakal Gadol Haiman Deshakil. There's a din, he quotes it. If a person has a garment, after you make the garment, oftentimes you have on that garment lingering threads. Removing those threads, the Gemara says is makeh v'patish. That's the finishing of the garment. Really? So when you finish the sefer, be chayav for makeh v'patish. V'tirtzu. And they give the following answer. Shelo nemar makeh v'patish, ela b'melacha shenishlama kula. When do we apply makeh v'patish? Only when the melacha is, listen to the words carefully, nishlama kula. And then he gives an example. Kigom. Shechotzav Evan Bahar. You have a stone where? On the mountain. Vinisparka Kula. Does anyone know what that means? The entire stone is separate from the mountain. Misivoseha. Vinimsa Shinishlama Meleches HaEvan. Is the stone finished? Is the stone finished? It's finished. So what's missing? What's missing? But it's still what? It's still connected to the mountain, but it's finished. It's fully quarried, and this like little thread of rock that's still attached. So what do you have to do? What do you have to do? You give it a whack. And what happens when you give it a whack? Game over. It's off. You remember those, you remember when you, I don't know, I assume they still have this. People still play games, like for real, with boards and stuff like that? Or it's just on their phones? It's still Shabbos, okay. When you buy, they used to have these games, and they come these with plastic pieces, and the pieces are like attached to this, this like thing, you have to break it apart. Is the piece made? Yes, but it has to be detached off of its holder.
Soda caps.
Off of its holder. What?
Soda caps.
Maybe. It has to be taken off the holder. So the Meiri says, the kli is made, the piece is made, it's finished, but it's not usable right now, it has to be pulled off. So the pulling off, that last thing, that he says, makar patish. So he says, v'nishlishma v'lechsa evan, ela shal nafla v'zeh makar patish umapila. And what's the chiddush over here? Now this is the important part. Shenimsa hamalacha beguf osa davar kvar nishlama. Is the rock from the mountain before the makar patish? Is it fully complete? Has it been fully formed?
Formed?
Fully formed. Just like those pieces on the game. Fully formed. What do you have to do? You have to just break it off. But it's fully formed. You know when makar patish kicks in? After the kli has been made. That's when makar patish kicks in. Makar patish only kicks in when all of the other malachos are finished, are completed. And he says, for example, you make a beged. What's the makar patish of making the beged? Is you have those last threads that are lingering. Is the beged complete?
Yeah.
For sure. But what are the beged makers do? They get rid of those last strings. That's not part of the asiyas beged. That is the makar patish of the beged. As he says, v'kei ma'asham v'shagol akupa glima, sh'ra glima kule asuya. So how does that apply? What's the thing we're going to tell you now about our sugya? So why is writing the last letter of the book not makar patish? Because is the book complete?
No.
As long as you're involved in what malacha, if you're doing kosev, if you're still in kosev, you're not in makar patish. Makar patish only kicks in when? When everything else is finished. Hold on. V'kol su'osa tzar hashlama. If it's a hashlama, a gemar, meaning if you're still doing something, ain't a makar patish. Because after all, when I went ahead and on Shabbos Kodesh, I turned on the barbecue and I put some steaks on the barbecue on Shabbos Kodesh. They were raw, now they're finished. Yum. What malacha did I violate? I violated bishul. What about makar patish? The answer is, when does if makar patish would be any completion, then every single malacha that I violate might also partake of makar patish. What's the chiddush of the Chachmei Hadoros? How would you define meleches makar patish? Two English words I think say it best. And those words are, Jonah Grant, finishing touches. Makar patish is the finishing touch. Is writing the last letter of the book the finishing touch? It's not a finishing touch. That's the completion of the book. That's doing the malach. When the beged is finished and you pull up those threads, that's the finishing touch. When the kli on that game is finished, then what do? You just pull it off the plastic. That's the finishing touch. When you have your kli, your vessel, and then what do? You give it that last whack. Is the vessel finished? The vessel's finished. The vessel's formed. What's the last whack? That's your finishing touches. That's the chiddush of Meiri. That's the chiddush of Tosfos. And I would like to suggest, this is subtle, that Rashi disagrees. It's subtle, but I'll prove it to you tomorrow. Youngs, you'll have to come back tomorrow, change the flight. We're not finished. But I'll... Okay, yes. I will prove this to you tomorrow, but why do I say Rashi, I believe, disagrees with the Meiri? And I emphasize this both when I read Rashi and when I read the Meiri.
The Meiri girlfriend.
I'm saying, what does Miri say? Why? What? When it comes to that mountain, why is hitting the rock off the mountain, why is that called Makapash going to the Miri? What's with the rock? The rock is 100% complete. It's nigmara. It's finished. What's missing? You got to just knock it off the mountain. But it's done. What was Rashi's language? Right, but Rashi's language, if you look at Rashi's language, Rashi says that it's only separate from the wall. How much?
A little bit.
It's not fully formed. What's the, according to Rashi, what's the Makar Patish?
It's breaking it off.
It's breaking it off, which actually does what? The breaking off, according to Rashi, makes, it's not a finishing touch, it makes the rock. It makes the rock. According to Tosfos, according to the Meiri, the rock, the brick, is done. Is done. What are you doing?
You're just separating it.
That finishing touch. I'll give you another example, by the way. Halach l'maisa. Costco garbage bags. Costco garbage bags. When you buy a Costco garbage bag, Kirkland, whatever they, those garbage bags, they're it's 200 in a box, and they're folded into each other. You take it off, and you will notice the bag itself has to be torn on the perforations a little bit. The bag is made, but it has to be torn a little bit. That, according to the Meiri and according to Rashi, that's Makbe Patish, that's the finishing touch to make this fully, fully usable. You'll notice, we're going to discuss in some detail in the next coming days, there's a huge machlokas. Let's say I were to go ahead and build a kli. Build a kli. What malacha do I violate? Build a kli. I said the word built, and you say bona, and I hear you. I hear you. It's building. There are these huge machlokas, whether binyan applies only to structures or also to kelim. Big machlokas. Yesh binyan bekelim, o ein binyan bekelim. Big machlokas. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if I were to go into my house and like construct, I buy an IKEA desk. How do the IKEA desks come? Pieces. And now on Shabbos Kodesh, I construct the desk. Okay? Is it a kli? Absolutely. Am I allowed to do it? If you assume ain binyan b'kelim, if you assume binyan b'kelim, can you do it? For sure not. If you assume ain binyan b'kelim, can you do it? It's not bona. But every single time there's a case of binyan b'kelim, Rashi, every time, and I'll show it to you tomorrow, says, it's aser. You know why? Makar Patish. Because according to Rashi, what's Makar Patish? Makar Patish is any asias or gemar hakli. Even if you're making it, Rashi does not agree with the Meiri, with Tosis. According to Meiri and Tosis, what is Makar Patish? What are the words I used? Finishing touches. According to Rashi, however, what is Makar Patish? Might also be finishing touches, but even
just like
any completion of a kli that's perhaps not under the rubric of another malacha is Makar Patish. So asiyas kli is going to be also on Shabbos, but it might be bona if you hold yesh binyan b'kelim. Or it might be Makar Patish, you hold like Rashi and Ein Binyan B'Kelim. And it's Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow.